L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Welcome to Grown Dad Business. Guys, straight from the dad quarters. Sound good again. Friends, happy October. I don't know if you see me post. I'm super excited to talk about horror movies in October, almost every October. I should start a horror movie. I'm just going to bring in Aaron Crothers, guys, so we can talk. Because he's just like, look, you're looking at me giggling.
Okay, so obviously Pretty Woman's going to be on the list.
Obviously. And, Dead Poets Society.
Taxi Driver.
Right. My Fair Lady.
She wasn't a prostitute. Horror movies, right?
I didn't even get the joke.
See, I'm making fun of your accent. Because no, I watch horror films.
No, I said no. I literally did not pronounce the word horror correctly.
That also happened.
I got rubber mouth.
That
or
also
whatever.
Happened.
Yeah, that's all that. Hey, you guys watch horror movies? Yeah, Debbie does Dallas, right? How about I name the most famous pornography? Because I don't know any. I don't know titles. What are you talking about?
Before my time.
How does that work? I heard you can Google image search boobs now. This is cool. This is cool, guys. Technology is cool. Dude, yeah, I was like, oh, dude, we got to talk about horror movies. And then I had conversations with people about like horror movies that like messed you up when you were a kid. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
Because then like one of my friends was like, hey, like my 7-year-old daughter, she wants to watch Nightmare on Elm Street for like, you know, Friday movie night. Sleepover. I was like, what? It's literally called Nightmare. It's called Nightmare. You know that, right?
I did not have access to those films when they were coming out. I'm not saying I didn't see them, but I did have to wait. You know, I had to I think that the first R movie I ever saw was probably RoboCop, and that was over at a buddy's house.
Wait, dude. Yeah, dude, let's talk more about this. Wait, we got to talk about RoboCop.
RoboCop's not a Halloween movie.
No.
But it did terrify me when I was a little kid because toxic waste smashing car body awfulness.
Dude.
Oh, God.
Dude, we're coming back.
Granddad coming back. Business with Aaron Caliber. That's my dad.
Hello. Underpants? That is hilarious.
Shut your mouth, dude. Rate and review this podcast while my daddy will go into a deep depression.
Going down business with Aaron Cliver.
Yeah.
Boom. And we're back. We can still hear each other, right? We're good. Dude, RoboCop was the first rated R movie I ever saw. And it was because I have over 200 episodes of this podcast, and I already go get the papers. Okay. I talk about things over and over. It's so I don't forget them. That's what it is. I'm afraid one day to lose all my memory. So I'm going to keep talking about it over and over. I feel like I'm going to talk about the same 40 things on this podcast every 40 episodes, and it'll just keep repeating. You know what I mean? Is that what it is?
I mean, I think the average listener's attention span is, they're going to go, I feel like I've got some deja vu.
I'm pretty sure I talk about Halloween candy twice a year on the podcast. Right?
So in October and sometime, you know, about 6 months after, dude, 6 months before, when you're just missing.
When there's nothing but Bitto honey. Dude, so I saw RoboCop was my first rated R movie because we had a friend, best friend of my mom's, named Aunt Kathy. By the way, Speaking of Aunt Kathy, I just want to give a shout out. If you want to donate this month, October is Domestic Violence Prevention Awareness Month. I should get that right. Because you don't want to say it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month, right? Because sometimes I was afraid to say it wrong when you're like domestic violence, like someone's like domestic violence, like fundraiser. And you're like, wait, what? Why are you raising money for that? And you're like, no, wait, funny joke. Not mine, but you know, they think it's funny anyway. In October, in my links, in like Twitter, Instagram, all that, you can find my links. You can donate to the Women's Center and Shelter of Pittsburgh. So do that in October or whenever, but my link, it's in my links in my Twitter and all that stuff, all my Instagrams and all that. So do that. And I bring that up because I want to give a shout out to Aunt Kathy, because I've not talked to her. We met her as a friend of our family in the women's shelter. So she became our Aunt Kathy.
You told me about Aunt Kathy.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's going to be editing some stand-up soon. Not her. She's passed away. I mean, stories about her, because she was as ghetto white trash as we were. And we were just a perfect match family. She was wonderful.
Didn't you say her apartment looked like a fortune teller lived there?
Dude, her apartment was covered in like scarves and like Egyptian art. And like, but then there'd be like, you know, like art from like the Middle East. And like, she's just super spiritualist. You know, she lived in the Middle East for a while. Yeah, dude, like crazy interesting person, but also let us do whatever F we wanted. So like, I'm like seven. And, you know, you're going through far more. I don't know if you remember that. Five movies, 5 days, $5 around the Pittsburgh area in the 90s. It was the shit. It was the shit, bro. Five movies, 5 days, $5. So I got to pick RoboCop. You know, I mean, dude, a robot dude getting out of a car with his brap, brap, with that pistol, dude. Come on, dude. You don't think the 7-year-old was going to pick that shit up?
Drop it.
Drop it.
Citizen.
I can't remember anymore. RoboCop. I've not watched that in a long time. Come dude.
On. Yeah. Okay. So, you know,
I am the law. I'm kidding. Guys, I'm scene, kidding.
The scene where, spoiler alert, where Ed 209 goes nuts.
It's from guys, it's from Judge Dredd. Okay. Like, I just had to clarify. Like, I know. Anyway, Judge Dredd also fucked me up, also, but in different ways, because it was okay.
Like the Stallone one?
Yeah, it was so hilarious.
When they said that Dredd was going to take his helmet off, I was like,
oh, yeah.
And I have still not seen that movie.
Have you seen, wait, the new one?
No, I've not seen the Carl Urban one.
Yeah, but
remake. I hear he does not take his helmet off, which is good.
Does not? No,
because
so.
Dredd never takes his helmet off, man.
Yeah, that's right. They don't. Well, he doesn't, or they keep their identity.
They just don't. I don't know. It's been so long since I've read it, but I know.
Yeah, they don't reveal their identities.
Like Dredd. You just never see Dredd without his helmet on. Because yeah. I never read Judge Dredd. I read Lobo.
I know. I know what you're talking about. Like I didn't read that.
The Dark Horse Vertigo. Okay. Stuff, yeah. You know.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No. They were cops were hunted. That's why they hid their identity, I believe, with Dredd, right?
Yeah, judges.
Someone right now is like, no.
Yeah, if you would like to hit us up on Twitter, dude. I am at your mom. No, sorry, excuse me.
Are you?
I am at your mom's house. Doing her.
No, and you're not.
And I'm not interested in your opinion.
Are you promoting another podcast? How dare you? I'll never match up to that. One of the best podcasts of all time. So, and now one of the best live shows of all time, Your Mom's House. Shout out, Tom and Christina.
See, I didn't know that was another podcast.
Oh, yeah, Your Mom's House podcast. Tom, we were buddies back in the day, just road dogging. Everybody was nobodies. I was a young kid just trying to open up for Tommy Buns.
Man, I gave you some nostalgia, and all I was trying to do was like make a banging your mom joke.
Now they're like the funniest parents on the planet, and I'm over here still trying to build a brand. What the fuck does that mean? Dude, no. Okay. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
It's October.
Yeah.
You know what that means? Scurry movies.
Scurry movies, dude. Dude, I started off October 1st with Night of the Living Dead. It's my I did this quite a few years ago, and I went back to it this year because I couldn't decide what I was going to start with. And I remembered years ago, I said, oh, the first I did Night of the Living Dead, and the 31st I do Halloween. It's my two of my favorite horror movies. And started with Night of the Living Dead, and then I started watching The Midnight Mass on Netflix. So that's what, do you have any go-tos? Before we get into the ones that like really messed us up when we were kids, or like the ones that we're actually still scared of.
So my go-to.
What are your go-tos?
My go-to Halloween viewing for enjoyment,
yeah,
and not necessarily like grossing myself out and being, you know, like an awful movie, because, you know, yeah, I don't go in for that stuff.
Scared and anxiety anymore. Sleeping with a pistol. Yeah, me too.
My go-tos are Ghostbusters. Obviously, I watch every October a couple of times.
We watched that last year with the kids.
I usually put Ghostbusters on in the house loud. While I am, you mean Ray getting a Hummer?
From a Civil War ghost lady.
So I watch Ghostbusters a lot. I watch this thing. You can find it on YouTube. It's a Wonderful World of Disney special called Disney's Halloween Treat from the 80s.
Ooh, I think I know what you're talking about. We got to find that.
It's from the late 80s. It is on YouTube.
Hold on. Kid tip.
Well, the only problem is that
doesn't hold up.
No, it holds up fine.
I was like, 80s Disney still blackface? What's happening?
Will you let
go ahead?
Me finish. The quality is real bad. The quality is real bad on the YouTube rip. Like it's not redundant. Yeah, this is a videotape that somebody found and was like, oh hell yeah, I'm gonna digitize this and digitize it and upload it to YouTube. It's okay. It's not the best. But I still watch it because it reminds me of my childhood.
Yeah.
And it's really cool because it's a clip show of like Disney Halloween stuff over the years for the first half, and then the second half is a 1960s wonderful or maybe magical world of Disney at that point in time that is hosted by the Magic Mirror, which is actually Cyril Richard, the guy that did the voice of Captain Hook,
which is actually Cyril Richard. Dude, that Hook was a great voice, dude. That's why you know his name. And now I'm happy I know his name.
Yeah. You know me, man. Like, my brain is IMDb.
Me too. But, it'd be a thing. I've never looked it up, though. Yeah. But everything else,
But it was really good. It was you can find a lot of, like, the Disney, a lot of the cartoons that they have clipped together in there. You can find them on YouTube or on Disney Plus and stuff like that, but they're not all bunched together. They're not all, it's not curated right. And it doesn't have the same kind of effect for me of like me, like eating popcorn with my brother in front of our TV.
Yeah. Right.
In 1988, I want to say.
I thought about that watching horror movies growing up, just like exactly what you're saying is there like some nostalgia to it? There's gotta be when you get a bus, like a kind of a staticky VHS and you're watching, you know, Friday the 13th on a little TV, in your friend's bedroom, you know what I mean? And you're hanging out, you know, sleeping over, like there's something different to that, right? Like, I mean, now though, I really enjoy watching a remastered 4K. It's pretty dope, like, you know, hearing the silence and the sounds of John Carpenter's Halloween in 4K is real dope. Wait, is it in 4K? Whatever, if it's on, you know, even if it's streaming, but it's dope, you know what I mean? Dude, speaking of great sounds, dude, got the soundtrack on vinyl. Also, Night of Living Dead soundtrack came out last year. It was the 50th anniversary. Got that. Can't wait to roll that on the new turntable.
Is it like one of those nice Mondo releases?
Yeah, dude.
He's going to show us, ladies and gentlemen.
Beautiful. I'm showing the people watching on video. We stream live whenever It's happening. You'll see it stream live on Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, you got to be on your fucking toes.
Yeah, dude, you got to see. You know what I mean? You'll see what's up. Only my Patreon followers know when I'm going to stream live. Oh. Patreon.com/AaronKleiber.
Otherwise, then, you just need to look for your Facebook notifications, except for not today, because Facebook is down.
Guys.
And that is truly the most frightening thing, right?
Yeah, we're not streaming on Facebook right now. Boom, this is the video. Look at that, dude. Look at that, right? Dude, the artwork.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Ray pretty Fester. Solid.
Dude. I'm showing off album artwork.
I love it. So what movies messed you up?
Dude.
Like, really messed you up. Let's get into it. Like, what messed you up? Because I've got one.
I'll tell you the most thing, the thing I'm mostly afraid of for years until I was like almost like grown up was zombies. I could not watch zombie movies without being kind of scared of them until I like hit my like teens, late teens. And then I was like, this is so rad. Like, I fell in love with the movie making process and I learned about, you know, filmmaking and George Romero being from Pittsburgh. And I fell in love with like how he made Night of the Living Dead. But it went from when I was younger, at my Graham's house, I watched Thriller when it came out. Yeah. So that was burned into me of just being afraid of zombies.
Yeah, terrifying. I was five.
I told the story 50 times that my Thriller album, there was actually, I played that album out like crazy. My mom would always play albums. And every time I would hear that door creak open, I would start getting like teary eyed and be like, oh, change it. And my mom would skip it. And it would just be like, like it was just that. And then
that's still unsettling.
I know, right? But I would skip the whole song, and the record was so played, but there was this black stripe that was Thriller, because I would never play that song. Dude, that really did. But then you start really discovering like movies, like I said, renting them all the time. And just like, I remember picking like, oh, I get five. Oh, I'll get two, you know, two horror, you know, two action. And then one that looks like some girl's going to get naked. Like, that's literally like, it's you know, you're 11, 12. Yeah. You're like Friday the 13th, part two, RoboCop and Dangerous Liaisons. that's a real thing that happened. I rented Dangerous Liaisons. My mom's like, what the F is what? You in? I was like, history? I thought there was history. There was, we're reading the book in school. There's a book about history.
You were not
called Dangerous Liaisons.
You were not reading Le Liaisons Dangereuses.
Le Liaisons Dangereuses. Dude, it was a historical document.
When you were 12 years old.
Yeah. True. Dude, that's when, you know, you just pick up stuff like, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, but probably it's hard to say what my favorite horror movies are, but really The Shining, really, until I was able to analyze it as a film lover and filmmaker, I didn't know what it meant, and it would really mess with me. Like the visuals of it, you know, you would like see down the hallway, you know, or like you think you saw a stuffed bear, you know, like a dude in a mascot costume in a doorway. You're like, huh? That freaked me out, dude. And how crazy Jack Nicholson was. That was the first character in a movie that I was like, not sure he was acting.
Yeah.
I remember watching that when I was like 10 or 11 and being like, is this real? Like this, like it freaked me out.
So I've always had a thing, like I'm not, not super into the blood and guts, and not because it grosses me out, but just
I get it.
I just don't really particularly enjoy it.
Because, I watch it, but I don't because I can particularly like, enjoy it.
For me, when it's just blood and guts and there's nothing behind it,
right?
Like one of the Saw movies.
I just can't do it. I don't disagree with you there.
Can't do it. Like it's just
me
like,
neither.
It's like it's torture porn.
Hostile. And it's just not, yeah, just I'm not into like, that.
Just undo it for me. But psychological stuff.
Oh yeah,
gets dude. Me. Rosemary's Baby. Oh. Shit, like The Exorcist. Like even though The Exorcist has the gross stuff in there,
Exorcist is definitely one of mine that fucked me up.
But the movie that messed me up. And I, you know, I went through a phase when I was a teenager where we were renting anything with Dario Argento's name on it.
Sure.
And stuff like that. And that stuff is messed up too. But the movie that messed me up the most was a movie called Jacob's Ladder.
Dude.
With.
I got to watch this like tonight.
Oh my God.
Dude. That's, I'm watching tonight. That's the one.
Jacob's Ladder.
Thank you.
Jacob's Ladder. It is based on a Civil War story called An Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge. And it is updated for the early mid 80s. And I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, you don't want to give it away.
I really want you people need to watch this movie. This movie is,
I forgot that, is, that was, wait, that was, that took place in Civil War time, the original book?
The original book did.
Wow.
The original book did.
Now it's, I'm really interested to see how that ties together.
It's based on a book, a story. It's not even a book. It's a story.
Right.
Called An Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge.
I've heard that title before. So,
and I'll tell you more about it when we're done. Ooh. I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah,
for
no, dude.
Else. But like Jacob's Ladder will take you on a journey of madness.
It's
and then it will flip you over on your ass, smack you as hard as you possibly can, and then end on you and leave you holding the pieces of your brain and going, huh.
I just had to read the description and just thought the book has to be so much more scary.
It's not.
Oh, geez. Well, I mean, I can read the description from IMDb.
Yeah.
It's not a, I mean, that's not considered spoilers. Because I was trying to, I know what you mean. I was trying to say what it's about too, and I'm like, was that spoilery? But so Tim Robbins stars in Jacob's Ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Mourning his dead child, a haunted Vietnam War veteran attempts to uncover his past while suffering from a severe case of dissociation. To do so, he must decipher reality and life from his own dreams, delusions, and perceptions of death.
to me,
that description.
To me, it's like the darkest Pink Floyd, music come to life during the worst acid trip I ever had. Right, like it is crazy. It's really good. It's really so good. It's so good. So like highly recommend. But that's the kind of movie that gets me.
I forgot.
And then the movies that I love, there is gross out stuff that I do love.
By the way, and incredible director, Adrian Lin. He directed Flashdance, Pittsburgh, Indecent Proposal, Fatal Attraction. Dude, this guy, Lolita, 9.5. Did he really do 9.5 weeks? That's right. Oh, dude, this dude's all about psychological. Wow, dude. Every one of those is probably
towards the start of his career, too, right?
No. Jacob's Ladder is 90 after all. After Jacob's Ladder, he started doing all these relationship movies.
What year did Jacob's Ladder come out?
1990.
Flashdance
was 83.
I would have been like 12. And yeah. I saw it because for like, nobody knows this anymore. If you're younger than Clyburn and I,
we're old, dude. It's grown, but young dads are allowed.
But you
come
remember,
on in, dude.
You remember. So when you had your cable package, like you still got your Cinemax, you still got HBO, dude. You got everything, but they were scrambled.
Yeah, dude.
Right. And you could barely hear things and it was scrambled and whatever. And we can have a whole episode about watching the scrambled, hoping to catch a boob.
It's a classic stand-up joke.
But yeah, to me, like it's probably at this point, like pretty hacky because it's just so,
it's such a cliche thing,
but they would have free weekends.
Oh yeah, bro.
To get you to sign up for HBO,
dude.
And I caught it
right. It was on HBO all the time.
I caught it late night.
You're right.
Like when it came to HBO, like, oh no.
You know what? I remember watching
12, 13 year old Aaron just on a couch, like at night in the dark, just going,
you know what I was watching on cable? You know what movies were coming on a lot in like the late 80s, early 90s? Child's Play came on a lot. because that was like the new hot
Puppet Master.
You see took the word really? Out of my you took it out of my mouth. Puppet Master.
Puppet Master movies. Dude. All that New Moon Entertainment stuff.
Terrified of Puppet Master, bro. Little toys, dude.
The little skull dude with the hat and the finger knife.
He looks like he looks like the preacher from Poltergeist
and Jack Skellington. Like if those two
He looks like a skeleton of a Mars Attack alien. And that little knife, dude. And what else? They would always have on Pet Cemetery, as Shannon Norman would say. That was always on, dude. And that was, that was mid-90s. That's right, dude. I'll
cat people.
Oh,
and have cat people on.
I didn't see that on there a lot.
Oh yeah,
no, I had to rent that shit.
Yeah, cat people.
No, I bet you
putting out fire with gasoline.
The whole soundtrack, dude.
Oh, I bought it. It's Giorgio Moroder. I've got it on vinyl. It's Giorgio Moroder, and it is the only.
That's a good vinyl album.
It is Giorgio Moroder, and
because I'm a vinyl guy now.
Yeah, I know,
guys.
We'll have an episode. It's Giorgio Moroder and David Bowie doing the soundtrack to Cat People, and it is the only good song soundtrack. Cat People that which everybody thinks is called Putting Out Fire with Gasoline, which Tarantino used in Inglourious Bastards so brilliantly.
Yes.
He used the Cat People version.
Yeah,
because the version that is on Let's Dance is much more like poppy. And like faster and stuff, but the one that starts with those really sparse drums.
Dude, it's funny you say that. I watch movies nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through Tarantino, and that made me listen to the Cat People album.
Mm-hmm.
Like during the pandemic, about a year ago.
A few years
and I'm
ago,
like, this I album is so good.
A few years ago, I saw it for $6 at Jerry's Records, and I was like, yes, please. I will take you. What's in my bag? The Cat People soundtrack.
Guys, only here for Grundad Business. This is all what it is. Collecting obscure albums. You don't need to be a bear. You don't need to be parent. You know what I mean? You gotta have Echo though.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. I know that nerd culture and chubby bearded white dudes talking about all the things that they collect and love from their youth is popular now.
True.
But I have been, and Kleiber has also been, and I can tell this even though we haven't known each other during these times, I know that I have been talking about this stuff to nobody but constantly for 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's right.
I'm 43.
Yeah, no,
that's not an embellishment. So.
I have plenty of friends. We talk about it all the time. And it turns out there's lots of you out there.
So because there's a microphone in front of me, when the microphone goes away, when podcasts are out of style and, nobody gives a shit what chubby bearded white dudes are saying anymore. And I'm all for that day, too. I will continue to talk to nobody about this and be just as happy.
Oh, man. I love it. Yes. I'm looking around my room. Speaking of another horror movie. Speaking of another one, it's up on the wall there. You may have seen it in other live streams. It's there it is. It's John Carpenter's The Thing. Once
Can't
again,
really hear
John Carpenter.
I don't want
that,
to set up too bad.
That is one of my top horror movies of all time because it is a psychological thriller. And a monster movie.
It runs that line really, really well.
Well, look, John Carpenter is my favorite. That's no secret there. Why I love Halloween as well. It is also a psychological thriller and a slasher monster movie. I mean, when you can just be quiet and have a camera looking out a window and you're shitting your pants, but nothing's there. You're just looking out the window, but you think there might be.
Yeah.
And you're looking in the bushes and you're looking behind that shutter. You're like, where is he? Like, dude, that's unreal, dude. And the thing is, man, I remember watching that. I loved it because it was like a monster movie. But I remember being so fucking nervous, dude. Like, I'd be like, dude, whose blood, dude? Whose blood? Right? You're like, even your friends, right? You watch with your friends. And you're like, dude, let me check your blood. Dude, it's so good. It's so good. God. Oh, that's on my list. Dude, I'm getting excited to watch horror movies.
I mostly go in for like, I love horror comedy.
Mm. Yeah.
I really like horror comedy. Like brain damage.
We're going to do a whole podcast on horror comedy. Just stop right there, dude.
I'll do a whole podcast on Dead Alive.
You know, it's a really, let's just say very underrated horror comedy. Dead Alive?
For me, yeah.
I'm going to say something goofy. Death Becomes Her. Would you say it's like a horror?
You know what? I'll give it to you.
It's not in the same vein. Okay, if I would say like one of my, like Return of the Living Dead is just like fun as shit.
I'll give it to you.
But I think
Death Becomes Her is a great movie.
It is. I think it's very underrated. Super funny. And it, also,
it leans a little more onto the comedy than onto the to the horror part of things.
It feels very Young Frankenstein.
But
I will say Bruce Willis shows his range in that one. He's incredible.
Well, a lot of people forgot that Bruce, because he's
literally in the middle of being an action star.
He's in the middle, and then he was a sniveling little shit. Yeah, like husband. But a lot of people had really forgotten that he came from funny.
From Moonlighting,
which was fucking apparently hilarious.
Did some stand up in L.A. too.
Yeah, Moonlighting was hilarious.
Yeah,
and then Die Hard.
Yeah.
And then Bruce Willis becomes the Bruce Willis that we know today. But you know, he still has his moments. He much like Nick Cage.
Yeah.
He'll show up in something you're like, Bruce Willis can actually do this.
Yeah.
And then he'll go back to making money. And then occasionally Bruce Willis can actually, like, Bruce Willis is not bad. Yeah.
And then do the kid. And then you'd be like, what happened to Bruce Willis? And then do Sixth Sense. Dude, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of other things that really mess me up. Horror comedy is such a good idea, by the way. Oh, we gotta talk horror comedies. If we're talking about movies, I'm in every time.
Transylvania 6-5.
Dude, I rented that quite a few times. That was so good. Oh, let's not forget, stop. Horror comedies. It's such a good topic.
High spirits.
Oh, the Monster Squad! Come on, guys.
Wolfman has nards. Okay, we gotta stop,
guys. My name is Horace. dude, I'm trying to think.
I got in trouble. It would have had to have been. I can't remember when Monster Squad came out, but it would have had to have been my fourth, fifth, or sixth grade year.
I think it's 86.
I think that might be a little too early.
And then 87.
Yeah. So maybe because I remember getting in trouble at this school, and I only went to this school for fourth, fifth, and sixth grade.
87.
Okay. So that would have been, it would have been probably fourth grade.
It's one of my favorites.
And I got in trouble for
yelling. I had to watch it with my daughter and son.
I got in trouble for yelling, Wolfman has nards, really loud in the lunchroom.
Clearly.
But they knew that I was saying something naughty, but they didn't know what. They didn't know what nards were, and they had to find out.
That's great.
That's all I can remember is that they had to ask each other and figure out what nards were.
What they need to be concerned about is that this isn't the boy who cried wolf. Like, you could have really been saying, like, there's a wolf man, and he's got balls like a human man.
Yeah. And I saw him
and he's the janitor.
And I was warning you that was his weak point.
Everybody. okay. Horror comedies. Great idea.
Okay.
Is that the podcast now?
No, we spent kidding. Too much time on gross stuff.
Dude, I was never into gross stuff, but, anything you brought up the stuff like Rosemary's Baby, the satanic stuff, The Exorcist. I don't even remember thinking. I think I even avoided that for a while.
I used to watch like the old Vincent Price stuff, like the corrupting worm. He would make movies like that, you know,
hand and stuff.
His Mask of the Red Death, stuff like that.
Oh, I love that stuff.
And like the Hammer horror stuff was always really good too. you know, like with Peter Cushing.
I loved all that. I watched all that old stuff. Like my gram would let me watch it, you know, like she'd be like, okay, you can have that on, whatever.
But those weren't as scary as they were just kind of like dramatic, spooky.
I always thought they were neat. I always thought I was like, ooh, this is old, but it's cool.
It's cool.
It's like, because it felt like artistic, you know, it felt more serious.
You want to know a terrifying movie?
But
you
the cheesy script, it had our 8-year-old hearts hooked.
You want to speaking of Hammer horror and their stars, Christopher Lee.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the original Wicker Man?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good Lord, that movie is messed up.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. The remake is pretty spooky too.
I have no room for the remake because the original means so much to me. Dude. And I don't have any wish,
I know what you mean.
I don't have any wish to see Nick Cage go bees. if it spawned a meme, I'm not feeling it, but I'm sure it's fine, but it just the original Wicker Man is just so weird. And the music, it's all this old British like kind of psychedelic folk music, and it's just it's just weird. It's spooky. The soundtrack is spooky.
I just want have you ever seen, this is a movie I had to look it up because for some reason I wanted to confirm the title because I'm mixing up the two. For some reason, I know and love horror movies and I'm mixing up the two and I wanted to make sure that this is the one. So like this came out during like all the middle of the slashers, Friday the 13th and everything. Mm-hmm. But this is the one, like Friday the 13th, you could watch that stuff. And slasher movies, Prom Night, all that stuff. They were never like, it was always kind of fun and campy. But this one, dude, have you ever seen The Burning? Dude, you got to watch The Burning, dude. It is 1981, right in the middle of slashers. And it didn't get the box office like heat like some of the other ones did. It is, I think, one of the perfect slashers. It's so good. And it scared the shit out of me because I was like, oh, OK, you know, summer camp, like no big deal. Like Jason. Yeah, cool. Dude, I was like, oh, this ain't like Friday 13th. Like this is spooky as shit. But it's literally this the same exact plot as Friday 13th. Almost. You got to see it. There's one horror movie that has the most insane reveal at the end. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is it that new Malignant movie?
Oh, I did watch that.
I haven't watched that yet, but everybody goes like, I don't know what the hell happened, but I kind of liked it.
Yeah, it was pretty rad. I love James Wan. I love James Wan. He's one of my favorites. I think
one of my friends said that it was James Wan going, I can do what I want.
Absolutely. It was him making a sci-fi monster movie. It was awesome. It was really fun.
But anyway, what's the movie?
When Brain Dead. Totally blanked on it. People are so mad right now. I hate disappointing movie fans when I go Brain Dead. Cause that's just where I'm at now, dude. I hit an age where I'm like, I'm forgetting all my trivia, dude. You know what I mean? Like it's being replaced with probably more jokes and shit that I need to know about my kids. You know what I mean? I got Luke's like fifth birthday in here and I'm deleting IMDb information. Do you know what I mean? Like that's what I think is happening to me.
But a horror movie with an insane twist at the end.
Dude. It's on the tip of my tongue, dude. I don't want to ruin it.
Let's see if we can figure it out. Tell me details that you do know.
Well,
without telling the twist.
It's about this. It's a summer camp and it's a young girl who's getting picked on. And people start getting punished for picking on her. Dude.
Who's in it?
Nobody, dude. I cannot believe, dude. I really want to go on Twitter right now and see if, because I'm losing my mind, dude. And I don't want to ruin it.
See if there is somebody streaming this on Twitter that is just screaming at you in text. Yes.
I know. I can't, dude. And it's so funny because I was gonna call it The Burning, and I was like, what? You know how your brain, like, I was like, I know it's not The Burning. What mm-hmm. the hell? Why did I come up with that one? But that's also equally as horrifying. This is a great podcast. This is great, guys. See, I don't have like a, what's his name? I don't have a Jamie like looking shit up. What's his name? Jamie. Doesn't Joe Rogan have Jamie?
I have never watched a Joe Rogan or listened to a Joe Rogan podcast.
That's, you know, that's some interesting things. But anyway, yeah, he has like a dude.
Well, yeah.
He'll just be like, hey, what's that thing? They did a thing? And he'd be like,
yeah, well, no, if you didn't have me talking, that's what I would be doing. It would just be like, and then holding up, like sending you a message that says, it's this, you idiot.
Oh, yeah. I can't, you know, I can't think of anything else that, I mean, really scared me. I'm trying to think. Ghost scared me for a little bit. Ghost movies. Not Sixth Sense. I've told this story a couple times on the podcast about, seeing a ghost. I've had a couple encounters. I don't care what you think. I don't care. I know what happened. But there was one that I was kind of shook by as a grown up. Have you ever seen The Others?
Yeah, with Nicole Kidman.
Dude, really good. I would say not F me up, but it's one of those movies where you leave the theater and you go into like the parking lot of the theater at midnight and just the silence, you're like, fuck, that was kind of fucking scary. You start to get
walked over your grave shivers.
That was like, kind of a scary movie, bro. But no, going back to James Wan, I as an adult, there's not many movies that scare me. I mean, I can walk through a haunted house smiling. I love it. Insidious is pretty scary. Insidious 2, The Conjuring. He's really good at scaring people. He's really good. And it's not all jump scares. Sure, he does that, but that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, all of Friday the 13th are jump scares until someone dies.
Only
before you, there has to be a cat jump out somewhere before Jason kills you. That's how you know.
Only one. I'm trying to think. Only one. I've watched a couple of the Insidious movies over the years, and only one moment stood out to me, and that's when what's his name? Wilson?
Patrick
Wilson's character. He's there like in a close up of him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he kind of steps to the side and Darth Maul demon is behind him.
Oh yeah, dude.
That's just for a second there, and that's the first time you like fully see his face or whatever.
Oh yeah.
I remember going, oh, dang.
Yeah.
That guy looks like Darth Maul, but a demon. And that was about as far. Like that was about the biggest jump it gave me. But again, those just really aren't my speed. I like the more like the ghost, like I like the more like,
yeah,
you don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
And not like there is. I'm
interested to hear people's reactions. I'd love tweet us.
I want to
comment.
You can find me on Twitter and I'll probably read it, but I haven't posted anything on Twitter since 2015.
Dude, I'm curious to see if there's other movies people were like really freaked out by that kid or traumatized. I know you know, there's people that I know my sister said she was traumatized by like Troll, like that, like scared the shit out of her.
Yeah. And like, you know, the dude. Hellraiser movies are, you know, Hellraiser and Phantasm.
She loved that, but that I didn't like those. I was like, eh. Sorry, Pittsburgh native.
No, the Hellraiser, dude's from England.
No, Doug, he lives in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but he's from England.
I know. Oh, because I said native. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah. I know what you mean.
I mean, I think he's from.
Yeah, Doug Bradley. I'm pretty sure he's English.
But anyway, right? I like those for what they are.
Yeah.
I really actually do kind of like the Hellraiser movies a lot.
Dude, but, you know but what? I'm going to add them to the month, dude. I have not watched those in so long.
Some are better than others, but they're all pretty intense. You know, I tell you what. A movie that continues to intrigue me to the point where I don't know if I'm like, I can't think of a good time to watch it because it combines so many of my fears.
Mm.
Which is what? Like the my biggest fear is the vacuum of space.
Oh shit.
And then like demonic stuff, but like really like not like cheesy like movie demonic stuff. Like,
are you talking about The Rock in Doom?
No, I'm talking about Event Horizon.
Oh, dude, listen,
that movie is fucked up.
Yeah, really good, and it's definitely one of those movies that are always, I would say it's that movie that I've talked to quite a few people about when, you know, October.
Liberatum tutti me, liberatum tutti me. You know, like,
dude, it's one of those movies that if you look up, if you're not a cinephile,
yeah,
or a horror fan, you'll see that list. You'll look up in October, what horror movies should we watch? You know, you look it up, and it'll say number 7, Event Horizon. And you're like, what the? Why would I watch a space movie with the dude from Jurassic Park? Oh, it's scary as shit.
Scary as shit.
Yeah, dude, it is. I'm gonna hit you with this one right here. I totally forgot about this one. I'm gonna hit you with this, and then we're gonna get out of here with the dad move of the week. It's a new, you know, I'm actually gonna do a segment 2 weeks in a row. So think of your dad move of the week while I talk about my last movie that F'd me up, dude.
What's my dad move of the week?
Dad move of the week, dude.
Okay. Okay. I think I know what you're talking
about. Dad move of the week, bro. So this Candyman, dude. Candyman scared the shit out of me, dude. That dude. I remember thinking like Candyman was behind the shower curtain. I do remember that. That was pretty scary.
I love Tony Todd.
Dude, I fucking love Tony Todd, dude.
I love Tony Todd. I love everything that I've seen Tony Todd in.
I love that dude. Did I just tell you the story about how I met him when I was a kid?
Yeah, you've told me about that.
But, I saw him film Night of the Living Dead, Tom Savini's Night of the Living Dead, 1990, okay?
But Tony Todd's dude, and you know, from Candyman to Star Trek. He plays Worf's brother Kern in Star Trek: The Next Generation, and he plays an older.
I know he did something. Star Trek. You know,
he plays
it.
Thank
you for info.
He plays Worf's brother Kern in TNG and Deep Space Nine, and then he also plays an older Jake Sisko in Deep Space Nine, in one of the best episodes of Deep Space Nine.
Hear that?
And he's just and he's Tony. He's in The Crow.
He's
Tony Todd, man. Tony Todd, if you're out there, if this gets to you, respect.
A lot of love.
Love Tony Todd.
Love Tony Todd
for years. Like Tony Todd. Tony Todd's voice. It's both creamy and terrifying.
Tony Todd is involved in the story that made me love filmmaking.
Yeah.
It's I love that dude. Yeah, Candyman, and in the same vein, I'll have to say, pretty freaky. And then here's the thing about that. You know, as a kid, you know, watching something like Candyman, it's really a black experience horror movie. You know what I mean? So like that, and the one I'm going to mention, dude, Tales from the Hood, dude, also scary as shit. And I think what it was, there was a lot in those movies. Well, I'm in middle school, right? Like I only know so much about what's going, like what they're talking about in the movies or like where it's placed or the people that are in it and stuff like that. And I think that like that unknown also made it kind of freaky. You know what I mean? Like, like, you know, these new stories that you're learning about, like it was not a typical horror movie. They're like they were some of the first really good horror movies that were all black casts, you know what I mean? So it was like those always stick to me because they were so different to me when I was younger, you know what I mean? It wasn't just this dude is chasing around, you know, white girls with big boobs, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You know what movie I find terrifying? Bordello of Blood.
Whoa.
You know why?
Why?
Because Dennis Miller is a terrifying person and his mere existence scares me.
Okay.
Not a big Dennis Miller fan.
Well, he's from Pittsburgh.
I don't give a shit. He's a dick.
Dude, you want me to, let me, dude, I got a little, little funny, little tiny personal connection.
Dennis Miller.
Dennis
saying
Miller.
Something over top of you there, buddy. Jacob.
My mom went on dates with him. Great. Isn't that ridiculous? Back in the day. When he was playing, what was it? What's that for? It's on the tip of my tongue. I'm bad at this now, dude. I need a cup of coffee after dinner. Holy shit, dude. I'm an old man. I need a cup of coffee, dude, after dinner. Yeah. That's why you drink a cup of coffee. You have some more shit to do. That's why old dudes have a cup of coffee. The Decade. When he was doing comedy a decade in Pittsburgh, right? Isn't that what it was called? Yeah. Anyway, guys, Grown Dad Business, dad move of the week, dude. You know what I'm talking about.
Give me yours first.
Oh, Jesus. All right, dad move of the week. As handy as I am, I finally did something for my wife that she's been begging for forever. And it was to hang up a new rack of hooks in the bathroom. It has been off of the wall.
You have taken my dad move of the week.
What'd you do, dude?
I hung up a new towel rack on the back of the bathroom
door. Pam, pam, pam.
Because the other one had just fallen apart.
Wait.
Slowly.
You haven't been on in a while. You did have a super dad move like a couple weeks ago. Wait.
What did I
do? No, didn't you mess something up and you had to fix it? Wait, what were you doing? Weren't you trying to do something for Suzanne?
Oh, what was it? What was it? What was it? And I messed it up.
And you were like, I'm going to be here a minute.
Oh, okay. So the girls were out of town visiting cousins outside of Cleveland. And I stayed home and I took it as an opportunity.
Of course.
To do a little deep cleaning on a couple of the rooms. Like I cleaned mine and Susie's bedroom.
Yeah.
And it was great. Like it was nice. You know, it'd been a long time since we'd really gotten stuff under the bed and like really like spent time on our room. So I did a deep clean of our room, you know, clean the kitchen, living room normally like we do, like they came back to a clean house, but I decided I was going to,
I was
going to deep clean the bathroom.
Dude, this is great. When you texted me this.
Yeah. And I was planning on coming to your show that night.
Well, let me say the way you put it, you were like, the way you put it, how'd you put it at first? You put like, you were like, well, I'm scrubbing the grout in the bath tile with like a brush.
No, I said I got like some of those drill brushes.
That's right. That's
I
what
got,
you, said.
You know, like the bathroom cleaning brushes that you can put on the end of your drill. They're great. They're wonderful.
Now I didn't
but I used the wrong one.
Yeah, see, so when you said that, I was like, Oh, cool. Okay, that should be all right. But then you were like, I used like a metal one.
No, I used,
and I was like, oh shit.
I used one. You that literally was maybe just, a little too.
You could pull the glaze gritty, off of your
and
tile.
I basically, well, what I did was, I, in many many places, without realizing it, just removed the caulk from where the bath fitting fits up against the wall.
Yeah.
And was just like, oh, okay.
Oh, that.
So I found myself, the girls were coming home in less than 24 hours. And I was like, yeah, we're going to need a shower. So I had to go out to,
my kids
are hardware store and,
Hi kids. Look at this. Hi kids.
Hi kids.
They're home.
I had to go out to the hardware store and get some
caulk.
Hey, what the? And a
I got three monkeys over here.
Caulking gun.
Three little stooges.
And then
sometimes
and redo parts of my bathtub.
Sometimes when you got to solve something at home, daddy just got to throw a little caulk around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? Was not my proudest moment.
Guys, hey, I've definitely done that. I tried to restore like, you know, a couple things like, oh, I was trying to clean something that was like brass or something, or it's like it was like a totally different metal. I'm like, yeah, this is brass because it's like brown. No, it's just dirty, and then it's like dissolving the metal. I was like, oh cool, okay, yeah, no, that's fine, dude, it happens. There's things that in this house, you know, where you fix your own bathroom and then every time you sit on the toilet you look at those three things and you're like, you dumb idiot, why didn't you just watch that YouTube video longer? Well, you thought you knew what he was going to say, didn't you? And you messed up. See, there's stuff like that in my house. Mm-hmm. And then I'll mess it up. And guess what my wife says? She'll go, only you notice it. And I'm like, that's the only reason it needs fixed. Because I go crazy. Guys, boom.
Boom.
Boom. Movies that effed us up. That was good.
Jacob's Ladder. I'm interested to know what you guys think.
Oh, yeah. Tell me your... I want to hear, like, other people's.
Everybody go
up.
Out and watch Jacob's Ladder.
Because sometimes...
Tell me if it just fries your brain.
Yeah, there's some people that were like, I don't know, the bad guy from Five Goes West gave me nightmares. Like, it's all... Like, people have weird stuff like that. It's because we were young watching actual horror movies. I find that out because, like, even... Like, my wife didn't watch horror movies. Probably told her she met me when she was, like, you know, like, 18. And, like, you know, she'll probably have movies like, oh, that movie scared me. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? All dogs go to heaven? What are you talking about?
I don't know. The dog hell is pretty frightening in that movie.
It is! Yeah. Guys,
Don Bluth doesn't pull any punches.
All Dogs Go to Heaven, the hell scene. Make your kids watch it. Watch All Dogs Go to Heaven. Peace!
LDTENPC. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.